Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. TD, by the way, gives us some clarity as to DeAndre Hopkins dropping that touchdown pass. TD said it had nothing to do with the goal line or the turf. Hopkins lost it in the sun. He stumbled as he was trying to track the ball. That exact corner is one of the worst spots he's seen in the NFL as far as looking directly into the sun.
I actually heard Robbie and Joe talking about that, I think, yesterday morning.
I'll say this about that sun on Sunday. I was baking like a chicken in the oven on Sunday in that sun. That was a brutal sun. If you ever played high school baseball here, Montgomery Bell Academy, the sun sets right over home plate if you're in right field. And I'll never forget my senior year of high school. They hit a ball up there, and it went right up into that sun, and I just put my arms out like, I got no idea where that ball is. I mean, there is nothing. So that, you know, that makes sense. So I appreciate TD for the added context. So I'm about to declare something for Titan fans out there that I feel like there's going to be some pushback on, but there shouldn't be. And the declaration that I've decided that I'm asking you all as a representative, right? Like, I'm one of, what, seven people in town that have a radio show? And so I feel like, you know, hey, you're the constituents, and I'm the representative here. And I am voting to officially declare that the Titans are fine right now with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback and Derrick Henry at running back. Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry aren't too old. They're not falling apart. They're not injury-prone. Tannehill's arm is not gone. Derrick Henry's ability to break a big run still exists. They're the same guys that they have been the duration that they've been together. Like, they are the same guys that they have been the whole time. Now, look, Derrick Henry's probably a step slower than he was in 2019. Because he was 24 years old then, and now he's 29 years old. But for the most part, the Derrick Henry you love is the same Derrick Henry. The Ryan Tannehill you love is the same Ryan Tannehill, or I should say the Ryan Tannehill that you tolerate. The issues with the Titans have always been about what is around Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. Like, it's amazing what happens when the offensive coordinator says, instead of having the best defensive lineman in the NFL singled up against our left tackle, we're going to bring in extra bodies in order to help the offensive line. So Derrick Henry can get going on the running game. Or the offensive coordinator decides, we're going to utilize play action. And we're going to take some deep shots. And we're going to take Chris Moore, a guy who can run down the field, and we're going to take those deep shots. And then what happens when they do? It's amazing to me what happens when the wide receivers catch the ball. At Cleveland, Treylon Burks dropped two. Chigakonkwo dropped one. I believe all three would have been first downs. Burks dropped a first down at New Orleans. Guess how many drops the Titans had on Sunday? Zero outside of DeAndre's touchdown. And think about what it would have been if DeAndre had caught that touchdown. Because that drive, you settled for a field goal. Every other drive, until the 10-minute drive at the beginning of the third quarter, every other drive was a touchdown. That wasn't Tannehill's fault. Now, Tannehill did have some bad throws on Sunday. I mean, there were a couple in the notes that when I was writing it down, I said, well, you know, that was a bad throw. There was one on the sidelines for Chris Moore where after Tannehill threw it, I saw this at the gate, Tannehill kind of put his arm up like either he wanted Moore to be further out into the pattern or he threw his arm up like, oh, my bad, I screwed that up. And I don't know what he was communicating when, you know, he put his arm up there. And, you know, was he taking the blame or was he mad at the other guy? And as is the case with everybody surrounding the Titans, they will never tell you what that was. But Tannehill's been fine. Henry has been fine. It's Tannehill and Henry, the same Tannehill and the same Henry. And all I hear all offseason from people is, oh, Derrick Henry's old, or oh, he's going to break down, or oh, nobody wants it. Tannehill's 35 years old. He's coming off of an injury. He's not. They're fine. Now, I hear people, you know, texting this show and texting the morning show and saying, do you think that they should sign them to extensions? No. They're fine with what they have right now. Not that there's any other real option, because they're not going to make Malik Willis the quarterback, and they're not going to hand the ball to Tajay Spears 28 times a game. But again, when there is just adequate blocking for Derrick Henry against a team that doesn't have an all-star front like the Cleveland Browns do, Derrick Henry looked like Derrick Henry on Sunday. And outside of the Saints game, with Ryan Tannehill, where he had some bad throws in that Saints game, where I think he was rattled early by the protection and he was shaking off the rust, Tannehill has been pretty accurate this season throwing the football. Even in the Cleveland game, Tannehill was pretty accurate throwing the ball. So, again, everybody is entitled to their opinion when it comes to the Titans. I just want to feel like I am comfortably speaking for the masses here when I say that we can all sit in agreement and say, you're fine with Tannehill and Henry as your quarterback and your running back right now. Because the second you lose another game, and you might lose on Sunday, but the second you lose another game, there will be another article up at ESPN.com that will say something along the lines of, is it time to go to Will Levis? And who knows? Like where that's coming from in people's brains, but it's not coming from people who are watching the Titans play. Left tackle, kind of an issue. Left guard, until Skoronski gets back, issue. Center, the guy's too small, issue. Right guard, he's fine. Right tackle, not an issue, but I think there's a discussion to be had of, do you bring in last year's right tackle or do you keep the guy who's been playing right tackle right now? Wide receiver, right now I'm kind of liking what they got out there. That should be okay. But quarterback's not a problem on this team, and running back is not a problem on this team. And I know that somebody's going to text into the text line or call into the show and say, yeah, Jared, but can Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry win us a Super Bowl? And I'm like, that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm saying where you sit. You're fine with Tannehill at quarterback. You're fine with Henry at running back. How many quarterbacks in the NFL are capable of winning the Super Bowl? Like, how many teams can we say, hey, you can win the Super Bowl right now with that guy? And I'll give you an example of a name. Justin Herbert. I have no idea if Justin Herbert can win a Super Bowl. I think Justin Herbert can win a Super Bowl. I think he's got the talent to be able to win a Super Bowl, but I don't know. But outside of, you know, Mahomes, Burrow when he's right, because Burrow is absolutely not right right now, but Burrow when he's right, Josh Allen, every single one of these quarterbacks has some kind of an issue about, can you really win a Super Bowl with that guy? Can you win a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott? Can you win a Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence is throwing for like 200 yards a game right now. They won the game on Sunday with 300 yards of total offense. Can you really win a Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence? So, again, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but I just want us to be on the same page. We're fine with Tannehill and Henry right now, right? Everybody's fine with those two guys doing what they're doing. We'll get to your phones on this. 615-737-1025. If you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025. Stillman & Company, 1025-1063, The Game.
I'm not wondering anything. I believe in that locker room. I believe in the guys. I believe in what we have and what we're building. So proud of the way we came to work throughout this week, prepared ourselves, and look forward to doing the same thing next week.
There you go, Tannehill. He's kind of popping his collar a little bit. You know, he had the Tannehill after the Saints game that Wednesday that was like, I don't want to talk anymore about the Saints game. I only want to talk about the Charger game. And then Tannehill had that great game against the Chargers. And I think Tannehill actually played well against the Browns, but it would have been impossible for him to do anything more than he did in that game. And then Tannehill was great on Sunday, and so now Tannehill, he's kind of feeling himself a little bit. He's got that confidence back that old Todd Downing took away from him. Let's go to your phones. And again, what I'm saying is this. We're all in agreement, right? Tannehill and Henry, they're fine at quarterback, and they're fine at running back with Tannehill and Henry, and we don't need to worry about them, and we don't need to take away snaps from them, and we don't need to think about benching them, and we don't need to talk about replacing them, and we don't need to worry about anything to do with this season at those positions unless one of them gets hurt. Everybody agree? Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brian is up next on Tannehill and Henry. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, Jared?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, Derek is fine. Derek is not the issue. The issue is Tannehill. He's choked every time we've given him the ball in tight positions. AFC Championship, he blew it. The first round of the playoffs, he was number one seed. He blew it. Derek is fine. I don't have no problem with Derek. You're halfway right. Tannehill.
So does Derek's 60-yard performance in that Ravens playoff game in 2020, does that not count for something?
Derek got us there. Derek won the game.
Okay, does Tannehill's performance in the Ravens game where he threw the touchdowns to Jonnu Smith and Khalif Raymond to give you a 14-0 lead, does that not count for something?
Yeah, that counts for something. He did his job as a quarterback.
So you're just mad that he couldn't go out there and outgun Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game?
Not only could he not do that, when we had the number one seed to go – to the AFC Championship.
Well, I'm mad about that,
too,
for sure.
He blew it. He every time there's a high-pressure situation, he lets us down every time.
Well, I don't think that that's completely fair. I hear what you're saying. Thank you, Brian. I think you're kind of there. Like, and I'm kind of in agreement with you when it comes to Tannehill. Now, I think the difference between me this year and me last year is that after the Cincinnati playoff game, I thought the Titans had a roster that was capable of competing for the Super Bowl. I no longer feel that way right now. I think the Titans have a roster that's capable of making it to the playoffs, and then if everything absolutely goes right, then they could find themselves in an AFC Championship game or a Super Bowl or something like that. But I'm not thinking like if I'm San Francisco, I'm thinking I have a roster that's capable of competing for the Super Bowl. If I'm Dallas, I think I have a roster that's capable of competing for the Super Bowl. If I'm Buffalo, if I'm Kansas City, I think I've got rosters that are capable of competing for the... I don't think the Titans have that. Now, we can't just dismiss the good things that Tannehill did and only bring up the times where Tannehill lost, right? Like, again, I never blamed Tannehill for the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. I thought Vrabel got outcoached in the second half when Andy Reid took the air out of the ball, and I think that the Titans' defense with Tremaine Brock Sr. and the remains of Logan Ryan at corner could not keep up with Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and that crew. So I don't blame Tannehill for that. The Cincinnati game, yes, I blame Tannehill for that. The Ravens playoff game the year before, I blame Tannehill for that. But again, we're not talking about, you know, hey, do you have a quarterback that's as good as Patrick Mahomes? Because the answer is unequivocally no. Like, I don't think Derek Carr can win the Super Bowl. And I mean, how many teams across the league have quarterbacks that you would say, you know, if you were only looking at through the lens of can this guy win the Super Bowl for you, how many teams would you say, no? Like Josh Dobbs, no. Geno Smith, no. Kirk Cousins, no. Justin Fields, no. Jordan Love, no. Jared Goff, no. Desmond Ridder, no. Baker Mayfield, no. You see what I'm getting at? Like, it's easy to look at the guys that are really, really good and say, man, I wish that my team had that guy. I've been thinking that for forever. I mean, I'm sitting here praying that Will Levis is that dude. That Will Levis becomes that guy. The next great one. I'm not expecting it, but I am hoping for it. But, you know, Tannehill's not going to be that guy. You know that. I know that. Tannehill knows that. We all know that. One texter in the text line keeps asking about Will Levis and why Will Levis is inactive, saying, why is everyone whistling past the graveyard on Will Levis? What's the real story? Why is he inactive? And, I mean, I don't think it's that Levis is bad or not good enough, or I have no opinion on where things stand with Will Levis as the potential successor to Tannehill at quarterback. And I am just, I've accepted the fact that A, they're not going to tell you, and B, you know, whatever they see in practice every week, they're not going to report back to us about what, like, their long-term plan is for Will Levis. I mean, they may be taking the approach of this that, hey, last year what we did to Malik was not right, so what we're going to do this year is we are going to sit Levis on the bench and he's going to stay on the bench. That could be what they're doing, unless we have to play him. But I don't know. And as I tell you guys all the time when it comes to the Titans and things like this, they're never going to tell you. Like, if you ask Vrabel tomorrow, hey, Mike, is it indicative of Will Levis's inability to be the potential franchise quarterback because through the first four games of his NFL career, he's been inactive in place of Ryan Tannehill? He's not going to answer that question with a yay or nay, or with a there's going to be no transparency when it comes to Will Levis. And so I think you'll know. Here's how I think you'll know how they feel about Will Levis. If they go into the offseason and they let Tannehill walk and they don't draft a guy and they don't sign a guy and they spend the entire offseason telling you that, hey, he's our guy, then that means that they believe in him. And if they immediately turn around after the season and sign Tannehill for a one-year, $30 million contract, then you know that they probably don't believe that with Will Levis. And I think there are two examples of that this year in Desmond Ridder and Sam Howell. Now, Desmond Ridder freaking stinks right now for Atlanta, and Sam Howell's actually playing pretty decent football for Washington. But in both cases, everybody kept thinking that those were going to be teams that would upgrade at quarterback, and they were never interested in actually upgrading at the quarterback position in the offseason because they thought they had their guys. Tremaine is up next. Tremaine, we have not heard from you in forever. Go ahead, Tremaine.
Hey, what's going on, Jared? You know, you just said something, and I had to call in and catch you on it about how you're playing for Will Levis, you know, to be this great thing. And I got to be honest with you, man. I want Will to do well, and I believe he will do well. But to say that you're playing for him to be as good as a Warren Moon or as good as a Steve McNair or as good as a Vince Young, then, man, I don't know if we'll ever see that level of talent, that elite level talent in Tennessee again. And for us to say that we're going to try to put that kind of pressure on him to be that kind of quarterback, bro, I just don't see that happening. I really don't.
The pressure's on him no matter what. Like, that's when you become a quarterback in the NFL, like, that's what the pressure is. Like, I understand the idea, like, the difference between the Colts drafting Anthony Richardson fourth overall and Jim Irsay basically, this is going to be the guy that leads us back to Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck, and he's got more talent, he's unbelievable. And, like, I understand the difference between that. You know, Anthony Richardson gets the job, and he's a team captain. And, you know, again, Sam Howell, who it's like, let's see. But, I mean, with Sam Howell, there's still pressure to be the winning quarterback of the Washington Commanders. And that's what this is all about. You win the game on Sunday. Ian, what does Coach Prime always say? You play good,
they pay good.
They pay good. And that's for every quarterback in the league. I had a buddy I went to college with. He pitches in the big leagues right now. I think he's with the Rockies. And he was a starter for the Diamondbacks years ago. And I asked him one time. I said, did you ever think to yourself that if I'm really good at this, like really good at this, I could make $100 million. And he said, well, the fact that when he pitched with the Diamondbacks, he followed Zach Greinke, who has made well over $100 million. He was like, yeah, I thought about it. He said, I was walking in from the bullpen one day. He was walking in from the bullpen during the starting lineups. And they were playing the San Francisco Giants. And they were, you know, Buster Posey and this guy and that guy. And he's like, yeah, if I can get these guys out, they're going to pay me $100 million. And so when you're talking about, well, we're putting too much pressure on Will Levis, when we're talking about Will Levis being a franchise quarterback, I mean, that's the case for all these quarterbacks. They all have that pressure. And they all know. They know the going rate. Like, they know that if you're a decent starting quarterback in this league, you're making $30 to $40 million a year. They know it. I guarantee you, Desmond Ridder knows, if I don't turn things around right now in Atlanta, they're going to do to me what they did to Marcus last year. They're going to sit my butt on the bench, and they're going to put somebody else in there, and they're going to pay him $30 million and not me. So the pressure's on Levis. And I'm not sure that necessarily is going to change. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll get back to your phones. Plus, I do think that of all of the different, you know, milestones that get accomplished and everything else, that what Derrick Henry did on Sunday was pretty special. And I don't know if it helps him for the Hall of Fame or not. We'll touch on that next. Stillman & Company, 615-737-1025. Twice daily. You know I love Twice Daily. That's right. Twice Daily, they are the best. That's why you got to download the Twice Daily app and join their loyalty program to unlock special discounts, savings, and so much more. It pays to be a member with Twice Daily, where you'll earn points and save money with every visit. Get what you crave at Twice Daily. Made to order sandwiches, bakery, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fresh items made to go. Hot drink, cold drinks, and of course, stop by the Beer Cave to unwind with a cold one. And be sure to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Twice Daily. They have store giveaways all month long. And all you have to do is download that app and be a Twice Daily Loyalty Club member. Until October 21st, get a free bag of Frito-Lay chips. And until October 15th, 50 cents off of Panfino varieties of Bon Appetit products. And be sure to, again, download the Loyalty Club, or download the Twice Daily app to be a member of the loyalty program. Twice Daily, fresh all day.
How happy are you for Derek to pass Earl Campbell and come and win, obviously?
Yep. We always happy for our players when they have success, and you know, how important Derek is to this franchise and this team and me and everybody else. So told him, told the Buckeye Eddie George that Derek's coming for him.
There you go. That was Vrabel talking about Derrick Henry passing Earl Campbell. Now, I said this yesterday on the program, but I want to reiterate it. That is not nothing. You know, there's a lot of these milestones that come out, and it's, oh, he's the first guy ever to do this since 2002 on the road after the third inning at, you know, like those kind of, all right, whatever. Passing Earl Campbell for rushing yards in the organization that Earl Campbell made famous, that is a big deal. Now, here's what I was stunned by. Pro Football Reference has what they call the Hall of Fame Monitor. And they have all of these sites have the Hall of Fame Monitor, you know, baseball for hitters and pitchers, football, you know, they compile all this stuff, you know, how many Pro Bowls did you go to? How many All-Pros were you named to? How many MVPs did you win? How many Super Bowls did your team win? How many? And they give you a number. And so they tell you how close you are to the Hall of Fame, or how far away you are, or whatever it may be. And I have no idea, by the way, if passing Earl Campbell for rushing yards in Titans Oilers history, I have no idea if that matters 7 years from now when the Paul Kaharskis of the world are all sitting there at the Super Bowl trying to decide whether or not Derrick Henry belongs in the Hall of Fame. But Pro Football Reference gives Derrick Henry a Hall of Fame monitor of 33.5. The average Hall of Famer is 107. So Pro Football Reference basically gives Derrick Henry no chance to make it to the Hall of Fame. In fact, that same metric gives Amon Green and Ray Rice a better chance of making it to the Hall of Fame. Now, I think that that's crazy. But here are the backs that are in Derek's vicinity at 35 and a half. Kevin Falk, Todd Gurley, Thomas Jones, Reggie Bush, Kurt Warner, and this is the Kurt Warner who was drafted in that 83 draft, Christian McCaffrey. Trying to see if there's anybody else whose name, you know, I recognize. These are some old people. Michael Turner, Le'Veon Bell, Brian Westbrook. I mean, this is crazy talk that Lorenzo Neal, a fullback, and I love Lorenzo Neal, but he's got a better chance of making the Hall of Fame than Derrick Henry, according to this. Matt Forte has a better chance of making it to the Hall of Fame than Derrick Henry. Mike Allstott has a better chance of making it to the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is great. Tiki Barber has a better chance of making it to the Hall of Fame than Derrick Henry, according to Pro Football Reference. So, I don't know what passing Earl Campbell means, and I do think that Derrick Henry will ultimately pass Eddie George. And normally, as these games are going on, I don't care about individual accomplishments or anything like that. But man, to see that list and see where Derek is, oh my goodness gracious. Texter says, stop comparing Derek Henry with Ryan Tannehill and putting them together. Derek has been largely productive and Tannehill has not lived up to his check. I mean, I think Tannehill's lived up to his check. Tannehill made $7 million and got you to the AFC Championship game. I think that that's a bargain in this league. Then he's made about $30 million on average for the last 4 years. And at, I think it's like 29 and a half. And at $30 million, you've won two divisions. And last year, he had you in the driver's seat before he got hurt of making it to the playoffs. To me, that is living up to your check. Now, if they had paid him $50 million, then he wouldn't be living up to his check. But where he sits right now, I think he very much is living up to the check. Texter says, Jared, are you thinking it's just the offensive line that keeps the Titans from being a Super Bowl contender, or is there an additional position group? Here's where I think the Titans are lacking in terms of contending for the Super Bowl. Quarterback, tight end, wide receiver, offensive line, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, corner, safety, punt returner, and kickoff returner. I think the kicker and the punter are fine. I think the running back is fine. But outside of that, I don't think you have Super Bowl contending team anywhere. Defensive line. But even the defensive line, like I'm a little, you know, I want to see a little bit more from the defense here. In terms of getting to the quarterback and causing, like, I like the Titans defensive line, but this isn't the Titans defensive line where Albert Haynesworth was single-handedly dominating these games and forcing these quarterbacks to run backwards and just throw the ball in the air and it get intercepted. Like, Simmons and those guys aren't doing that. Texter says, every quarterback playing the game right now has blown it in the playoffs at least once. Let it go. I don't see anyone blaming Derrick Henry for his 69-yard performance in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. Why not? This isn't basketball. What's crazy about Henry in that AFC Championship game, he had 61 yards at the half. You were up 17-7 because you were running the ball with Derrick Henry. And then what happens is you weren't able to get a first down right before the half, and Mahomes scored a touchdown, and then you were playing catch-up the whole rest of the way. Kyle says, who is the worst quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl, in your opinion? Well, isn't that kind of always like a, like, aren't there kind of four quarterbacks that people circle when they say, you know, and I hate to do this, but like the worst quarterbacks to win Super Bowls? And it's always some combination of Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco, Doug Williams, and Brad Johnson. Because everybody else that wins Super Bowls are, you know, John Elway, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger. So, I guess to be fair, like in my lifetime, Dilfer. With Joe Flacco, two. Brad Johnson, three. And I guess Eli Manning, four. You know, in terms of bad quarterbacks to win the Super Bowl. And I'd say Tannehill was kind of like a Eli Manning. Now, Eli had more talent, and that's why Eli was able to go off on the two playoff runs that Eli went off. But, you know, Eli was fine. And I think that ultimately Tannehill is fine, kind of like Eli. Texter says, so do you think Brock Purdy is that guy, or is it just the team around him, because he would be great on the Jets? I think not. I mean, I think the coaching is a big part of that. Like, I think the coaching's part of that. Steven says the Pro Football Reference Hall of Fame monitor does not project future stats for active players. Right, but how much more are you expecting Derrick Henry to accomplish? He's 29 years old. Even if Derrick runs for, you know, 1,300 yards this year and ends up, you know, somewhere near, I think that would put him around like 9,000 yards for his career. And then he, you know, has another, like, Derek's not going to play eight more years. I mean, the bulk of Derek's career is behind him. So to say, well, they're not forecasting for the future. If we were talking about Tajay Spears, that would be different. We're talking about Derrick Henry, where most of his career, I think, is in the rearview mirror. That's why when Derrick Henry broke his foot, and again, not that I really care about individual accomplishments, but when Derrick Henry broke his foot, I sat here and I just had my head like, oh, no, no, no. Because I knew the way they were running him and the production that he was giving them, like, they had already won the AFC South. They went on the road to beat Indianapolis on Halloween night. And I think at that point they were like minus 3,000 to win the AFC South. Like, that had, you know, stuck a fork in the division. It was over. I mean, that year, Jacksonville picked first, Houston picked third. You had beaten Indianapolis twice. You had like a three-game lead and a tiebreaker. It was over. So I wasn't worried about making the playoffs or anything like that. But he was going to win a third straight rushing title. I feel like that was kind of, you know, indisputable. And I thought he was going to run for 2,000 again. And if Derek had run for 2,000 and had three straight rushing titles, I don't think you could have not put him in the Hall of Fame. And that's why I was sitting there when he broke his foot, and I was like, oh, no. Because I knew, I was like, that might be, you know, that might be the Hall of Fame. That might be it. Texter says Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, I hate when we do this, where people are, you know, going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, let's add this quarterback to that. I hate that. So don't text them with quarterbacks that won Super Bowls. One texter says, is Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan the new Brady versus Belichick? Look, man, Bill Belichick didn't win anything without Tom Brady. Kyle Shanahan has been to three NFC championship games in the last 4 years with Jimmy freaking Garoppolo as his quarterback. Kyle Shanahan made Matt Ryan league MVP. Matt Ryan, average quarterback, league MVP. That would be like being such a good quarterback coach that you made Ryan Tannehill league MVP. That's what Shanahan is. So I don't think there's that kind of discussion here. Texter said, Jared, you've said that Tannehill can't win a Super Bowl. Do you think Stafford is better than Tannehill? Yes. And I watched Stafford play against the Colts the other day. Stafford, I mean, gosh, he throws a freaking laser beam. He's just throwing that ball right. This Puka Nacua or whatever, he's the new Cooper Kupp. He just throws the ball to him on every play. And it's a freaking BB when he throws it. 615-737-1025. More of your phones. 615-737-1025 here on the program. Plus, there is one take that I'm going to have to say, man, boy, I got duped on that one. We'll get to that coming up next. Stillman and Company right here, 1025, 1063, The Game. I got to admit I was wrong about something, and then we'll get right back to your phones. The Steelers. What is going on with my Steelers? Now, you know I'm not a Steeler fan, but I watched a preseason, and I was all in on the Steelers, and I was all in on Kenny Pickett, and now they can't get a first down. Now they're 2-2, and the season is young, but Kenny Pickett's hurt, and everybody in Pittsburgh wants to fire Matt Canada, and Matt Canada has never been a good offensive coordinator ever. He was terrible in college. He's been terrible in the NFL. And I look like such a dope for my preseason Steelers take about what I saw in the preseason of Kenny Pickett and company lighting it up and thinking that they were going to be something special. And now he's hurt and they can't get a first down, which is just so heartbreaking. Travis is up next here on the Titans. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. What's up, Travis?
You know, Jared, most of the time I agree with you, but, man, you're killing me with this one. You basically said our whole team couldn't make it to the Super Bowl. There's one thing that every team has in common when going to the Super Bowl is they get hot in the playoffs. Remember when Derrick Henry was running for about 200 yards a game and we got to the AFC Championship? We were up on the Chiefs. I feel like we would have won the Super Bowl if we would have beat them.
But you know why you didn't get to the Super Bowl and why you didn't win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because Mahomes kept scrambling out and getting first downs. I mean,
right, because your defensive line wasn't good enough, your linebackers weren't good enough, and your DBs were hurt, and so you had to run Tremaine Brock Sr. out there on the field. So you didn't get to the AFC Championship. You got to the AFC Championship game. You didn't get to the Super Bowl because you couldn't block well enough for Derrick Henry, because you couldn't block Chris Jones or Frank Clark. You couldn't throw the ball well enough to keep up with Patrick Mahomes, and you couldn't play defense.
We did the first half. You couldn't say that for the first half. We just dropped the ball in the second half. They made adjustments. We should have made better adjustments.
Or they had Patrick Mahomes and you didn't?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a good point. But, I mean, it's not like Tannehill didn't get us there. He got us there. Got us there just fine. He was
doing
great.
But he's not Mahomes.
He's not Mahomes. Nobody's Mahomes. But we were in the AFC Championship.
Right.
And you said
right.
The receiver.
So, okay, but let's go back to this again. We're talking about position groups on the field that make you a Super Bowl contender, right? What are the two teams? Kansas City has made it to the Super Bowl 3 of the last 5 years, and they've hosted the AFC Championship game the last 5 seasons. Who are the two quarterbacks? Hold on, Travis. Who are the two quarterbacks that have gone into Arrowhead and beaten the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game?
Burrow and I can't remember the other one, but
Brady.
There's only been two. So
Burrow and Brady. Do you have Burrow or Brady at quarterback?
And they got lucky. Brady got lucky. So yeah.
But do you have Burrow or Brady at quarterback?
No, but we got Derrick Henry.
Okay,
and we got
so
they, we
like that's the problem.
Too, so.
Thank you for your call, Travis. That's the problem. Like that's what I'm trying to say. Like you know, hey, like and let's use Lamar Jackson as the example here. Lamar Jackson is a really, really, really good football player. But is Lamar Jackson good enough to get you to the Super Bowl? I brought up Justin Herbert as an example. I like Herbert. I think Herbert could throw for 500 yards a game. But when Herbert gets into all these close games, Herbert finds a way to screw it up. Or Herbert's coach finds a way to screw it up. Or Herbert's team finds a way to screw it up, and when they pay you $52 million a year, you got to figure out how to win those games. Like, that's the thing. Now, look, not every team that goes to the Super Bowl that wins the Super Bowl is going to have, you know, Super Bowl-caliber players at every position, right? This isn't college football, where Nick Saban can roll out a team with a first-round draft choice at every position. But for the most part, the Kansas City Chiefs, for instance, have a Super Bowl caliber tight end. a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, a Super Bowl caliber defensive tackle, a Super Bowl caliber inside backer in Nick Bolton. Like, they've got Super Bowl players. You don't. And they have Super Bowl players at the most important positions on the field. And you don't. I mean, again, the most important positions. You have Tannehill at quarterback, who is, what, the 14th, the 17th best quarterback in the league? Okay. Who's your left tackle? Who's your number one wide receiver? Think about the Eagles. Compare you to the Eagles, right? Offensive line, Eagles. Wide receivers, Eagles. Tight end, Eagles. Defensive line, Eagles. Secondary, Eagles. You just don't have Super Bowl caliber players. You don't have, you know, again, how many position groups are lacking? Well, but Jared, you know, we got to the AFC Championship game, right? And then you lost. Because the only guys that go in there and beat those teams are the ones that have Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. That's the difference. Dexter says, you're talking Titans to the Super Bowl, and the Titans have played one good quarter of football. And not only have they played one good quarter of football, and I don't want to ruin the next topic that we're going to get into at 4 o'clock, but I mean, like, how seriously can we laud the defense for that performance on Sunday? Dexter says, Jared, don't forget the year Derrick Henry broke his foot. He probably would have won the MVP. That was the year that all the quarterbacks kind of stunk, and no one stood out that year except for Henry. Who won the MVP 2 years ago? It was Mahomes last year. Who won it in 2021?
I'll look that up.
Rodgers. It would have been Rodgers. It would have always been Rodgers. So I'm not worried about that, you know, one way or another. Texter says, how about those Kansas City wide receivers? Are we talking about Kansas City's wide receivers that they've won Super Bowls with? Or are we talking about the Kansas City wide receivers right now? Because there's a difference between the two. Those Kansas City receivers right now. If Kansas City doesn't win the Super Bowl, I think it will be because of those receivers. Those receivers are just freaking awful. Whew. You know, somebody was talking about Daniel Jones, and boy, he was lousy last night. But they were talking about how Daniel Jones for all these years had, you know, Kadarius Toney and Richie James to throw the ball to, and everybody said Daniel Jones sucks. Now Mahomes has Kadarius Toney and Richie James to throw the ball to, and everybody's like, oh, pff, you know, it's not Mahomes' fault. Whereas they didn't give Daniel Jones kind of the same leeway. If Mahomes loses Kelsey, I don't think Kansas City can win the Super Bowl. That's how, you know, before they could afford to lose a Jones or a Hill or a Kelsey. Like, they could lose one of those guys, because if they lost Kelsey, then they had Hill. But now I think they're too thin to where they cannot lose, like, Kelsey. And then it'll be what Mahomes was in that Thursday nighter against the Lions. But they've got Super Bowl players that you don't have. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. To the Titan defense, which I kind of told you we were going to get into, I heard Amani Hooker talking about how we think we should be a dominant defense every game. Well, they just held Joe Burrow and Cincinnati to 3 points. But can we take the Titan defense seriously? We'll get to that next. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. That's right. You know I love Hiller. They've been taking care of my home for forever, and they can do the exact same for you. If you have things around your home that you have been putting off fixing, like your regular HVAC maintenance or a clogged bathroom drain, Hiller has some big discounts this month. When the temperatures drop and you start using your heater for the first time, you do not want to be dealing with breakdowns and issues. And this month, Hiller is offering half off HVAC tune-ups. And Hiller is bringing back their $99 drain cleaning special. For just $99, Hiller will get you back up and running. These deals only last this month, so be sure to call now. And Hiller's work is backed by the Happy You'll Be Your Services Free Guarantee. And I know that because I use Hiller at my home. I love Hiller. They take great care of me, and they offer convenient, quick online booking, so set the appointment time that works for you, and boom, get an instant confirmation. That's Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, proud supporters of the Preds, the Vols, and Vandy. Hiller, call the Happy Face Truck today.